self-absorbed and I'm lazy. It feels good being somebody else. There's nobody left to tell me I'm crazy. I look at you and I laugh. It feels good to have you here to amuse me. I'm cold-blooded, but I still get a laugh.
Feels Good Being Somebody by Dios Malos. Gotta tell you, I am in so much pain right now. So today I was going to do the 300 workout. I picked up my first kettlebell last night. It's 12 kilograms, 35 pounds. So it's a good size one. And I needed to do cleans with my kettlebell, so that's why I bought it. And I was all psyched to get to use it for the first time today. Went to the gym, took it to the gym to do my 300 workout. And let's just call it, I ended up doing a 105 workout. Yeah, I got my first 25 pull-ups done. I got 38 deadlifts, okay? So I could have done another two sets, probably would have taken me to get up to 50, which was the number. And I'm just leaning down. I'm just leaning on the, or actually I'm kneeling down on the floor. Probably drinking some water or something, and when I get up, pop, it was just, I knew I was done. It was over. But I didn't want to give up. I was like, can I keep going? I can't do any more deadlifts. I know that. I even, you know, got in the position just to see, and it was too much pain. So next I needed to do push-ups, and I'm like, well, I could probably get those out if, you know, I keep my back nice and firm and don't tweak it, because those don't require a lot of, you know, back manipulation or moving or bending or anything like that. So I got 42 push-ups done, and by that time I was just like, I was done, and it was, my back was just in so much pain. I would have had to do box jumps, then floor wipers, then the cleans, and then more pull-ups, and that would have been 300. So I only got to 105 today, and I'm really bummed, because I really wanted to use the kettlebell. I was excited about that. I was messing around with it just a little bit last night because I didn't want to get sore for tomorrow, because those things can really get you sore fast. And it's a whole different thing, and it really, you can tell that you're using a lot of extra, a lot of support muscles to get these movements done when you're using a kettlebell. So I was really excited, and I'm bummed that I'm in just a lot of pain. I took Tua leave, and it's starting to work, but even now I'm in a lot of pain. So today is going to be a chill, bad back day, but I'm still going to get work done. I'm sitting at the desk here, and I feel all right. But I was bummed about that. But 2 days I'll be fine. Friday, I know I'll be able to go back to the gym and do it. And this time I'll just, I don't know, I need more mindfulness. And maybe I need to warm up a little better. I didn't do much of a warm up because pull-ups, I figured that would be my warm up, the first 25. But maybe I should get my body a little bit lubricated beforehand. So Friday it is a date. I'll be fine and we'll do it Friday. I found one of the coolest things that I've ever had, and I talked about this before when I was talking about vocabulary and looking for word lists, and one of the ones that I used to do was a word of the month, words of the month. And this guy Vijay Singhal, he is a Houston-based trainer, speaker, coach, and stuff, and he puts this out once a month. And I got it with Avant Go. I swear to God, I spent way too many hours trying to figure out what was that thing I was subscribed to, because it was so good, and I remember loving it and it really making a big difference on my vocabulary, because it was easy to put into my practice. And also, as you read, you see these words and they become, okay, part of your vocabulary, and hopefully you start using them and rich in your language. But I couldn't find it on Google anywhere. I tried every possible search that I could think of. I used every keyword trick that I know of to search, you know, quotes, negatives, all in title. I tried everything and I could not find it. And then it hit me that it was part of a subscription service. And so I'm thinking, what? But there weren't feeds. Feeds weren't popular when I had my Clié. They just weren't that mainstream yet. So it couldn't have been a feed. What was it? You know, and I was just stuck in this RSS mindset to go back, like, what did I do before I had a feed reader? And I don't know how it hit me, but I remembered it being part of a service where I read the New York Times and some other news, and then it hit me. Avant Go was the name of the thing, the software that I use to manage that. And it's they've got a mobile version now too for other smartphones, but I mean, it's, you know, I've got Safari, I've got NewsGator right on my cell phone, so I'm not going to go back to Avant Go, believe me. But this service is a subscription of Avant Go, and I think it should be available more. I haven't seen it available anywhere else, so it's free, so I don't know why he's working with Avant Go so much. But verbalenergy.com, wordofmonth.html, link in the show notes. And so enhance your conversational vocabulary now with this month's featured words. We've got dystopian, inure, equanimity, obfuscate, tour de force, privation, protestation, and puerile. You know, those are good words. I don't know what puerile means. What's puerile? Characteristic of youth, not yet mature, juvenile, childishly lacking in good sense, judgment, or discretion, immature, silly. Pronounce pural, pural. Pure as in pure. Oh, not puerile, pural, pural. That's a hard word to say, boy. I'm pural. So workplace examples. During today's meeting, when employees shared all kinds of news, some good, some bad, our hyperactive manager gave us a generous display of just about every emotion. One moment he'd be jubilant, the next moment he'd throw a tantrum, a minute later he'd strut about the room triumphantly. Kind of puerile, don't you think? You'd expect a little more self-control and maturity from someone in his 40s. I like that. That's a good word. So I'm going to be studying this. This is a really cool word list. And I've got it bookmarked in the iPhone, and hopefully I'll make that again part of my practice. These are good words. And you know what? It's a handful. Getting a word a day, they go by too fast. I don't get enough opportunity to be with them, you know. I either have to spend 30 minutes memorizing that word just in that day and using it throughout the day, stuff like that. and they just go, they come and go, and most of them don't, there's no relevance. I threw away my visual thesaurus word of the day, and it had nothing, absolutely no relevance. I think it was a medical word or something like that, but zero relevance to everyday conversation. Yet these words, I really believe you could put them in everyday conversation, and that's what I really want, because you got to be able to use them if you're going to memorize the vocabulary. So this is really cool. I'm so pumped that I found it. Whoa, I just hit the mic. Maybe I'll cut that out. So that's my day, man. I'm bummed. I'm going to just go and relax a little bit, stretch out my back a little bit later, and get some work done here today. So I'm going to leave you with a song by, and who are they? The band's name is Moonchild Louie. And I don't know if I'm either going to play Strange Joe or Sexy Electric Car yet. But there was some really funky guitar in this, and it sounded really cool. So check it out.
Electric car, your sex electric car. Electrica, Dios Sex Electrica.